Previously on Wings.
So, I just got off the phone with the reunion coordinator, right? Guess who's coming back? Sarah.
You're not thinking of starting things up again with her, are you?
So is your husband coming?
Oh, Barry, settle, Brian.
Well.
Actually, I'm not married.
Oh. What are the chances of us having dinner tonight?
Sure.
Great, great. It'll be like old times. Yeah? Just you and me.
Hey, Mom, look what the pilot gave me.
Oh. I'm having a great time.
Me too.
You know, never come out and told you this, but you were quite an inspiration to me in high school. And you are the reason I became a mechanic.
The mothership is landing on the east side of the island.
Would you and Jason like to move to the island? Live with me?
Well, I have to think about that. So there's something... What's about Jason?
What's that?
There's a good chance that Jason is your son. Joe, I don't understand why you want to talk here.
Well, because when Helen was standing 10 feet away, I really didn't feel comfortable saying, "What do you mean Jason is my son?"
I know this comes as a bit of a surprise.
No. Seeing Steve Bennett walk into the reunion with his boyfriend was a bit of a surprise. we were only together that one time. Are you sure I'm the father?
Well, there's a slight possibility that he's somebody else's.
I can't believe this is happening. What do we do now?
Well, I think you're gonna have to take a test.
Well, that's no problem. Ask me anything.
A blood test to make sure you're really Jason's dad.
Oh, this does not work. This does not fit the plan at all. Why did you wait so long to tell me?
Look, Joe, I knew you weren't ready to be a father, and I didn't want my kid to feel unwanted by anyone. But in the last few days, I just realized that Jason needs to know his dad. You know, seeing him with Brian and going...
Oh, my God! Brian! And Helen, what about Helen? You know, Brian and Helen are very excitable. They might not handle this as well as me.
Yeah, you're a rock.
Okay, look, I just want you to know, Sarah, that if it turns out I am the father, I will do whatever I can to help you both. I'm not the kind of guy that runs away from something like this, okay? There's no shame involved.
Thanks.
But until then, let's not tell another living soul.
Valentine's Day is the perfect time to ask Casey out.
I don't know.
Oh, now, Antonio, any woman would be lucky to have a man as charming as you. Now, take that toilet paper off your shoe and go sweep her off her feet.
Casey?
Yes?
Fine, thank you. You know, I was just wondering
Roy, let me ask you a question. If you were sentenced to die in the electric chair, would you let me be your lawyer?
No, but I would let you sit on my lap.
Well, that's very nice. You know, I come to you when I'm vulnerable, at a low point, because I made a career choice based on the advice of my lunatic shop teacher. You know, I could have been somebody, Roy. Mm. I could have been an architect. I could have been a doctor. I could have replaced that dried-up dude in the Rolling Stones.
Which one?
One that looks like he's been through a food dehydrator.
Which one? Hey, Hackett. I couldn't help noticing you seemed a little down this morning.
Well, no, everything's fine. There's nothing the matter.
Are you sure? You got that look on your face like, I don't know, Weather's a little dreary, business is off. Your brother's girlfriend accused you of fathering her kid.
My God! How did you know?
I was working late last night in the terminal. I overheard everything. Look, Hackett, tell me this is none of my business, and I'll butt out.
It's none of your business.
Sure it is.
All right, Roy, what's this gonna cost me?
Hey, Hackett, this is not about money. I want to be your confidant.
You?
Why not me? Hey, I can do sympathy.
I don't think so, Roy.
Oh, come on, Hackett, confide.
No, forget it.
Confide.
No.
Confide.
Oh, all right. I gotta talk to somebody. The guilt is killing me. I guess maybe I should just tell Brian the truth. Yeah, that's what I'll do. And then somehow I'll tell Helen.
Come here.
You gotta be kidding me.
Come here.
Hey! What was that?
Listen to me, Hackett. What good is it gonna do you to tell them now? If that kid turns out not to be yours, you're gonna put everybody through hell for nothing.
You know what? You're actually right.
Of course I am. Boy, they say you get a good, warm feeling when you help out your fellow man. Maybe it'll kick in later.
What did Roy want?
Roy, fine. What does Roy ever want?
Let me tell you about sniffing that liquid paper, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, there's my guy.
Mom's in the car.
Oh, great. Well, I'll tell you what, wait right here. Be back in a second, okay?
Okay. All right. Is this your office?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're neat.
I'm sorry. Grown-ups usually like that.
Let me ask you something. When one of your friends breaks their arm, do you hate it when everyone writes all over their cast?
Yeah, it gets all messy.
And when you go to bed at night, you put your shoes in the closet. Do you make sure they're lined up perfectly without touching?
How can you sleep if your shoes are touching?
Come here. I'm sorry, I wasn't there for you.
Here, why don't you go buy yourself some bubble gum or something?
$50? Damn!
You wouldn't give me $50 when I needed a tetanus shot.
Come on, Uncle Brian.
Huh. Hey, calls me Uncle Brian.
Gee, get used to it.
Hey, Antonio. Listen, I'm considering a career change, and I was wondering, what's involved with being a cab driver?
Well, people ask me to take them places, and I do.
Wow. That sounds too involved.
Hey, Ben. What you got there?
It's a love note I wrote to Casey for Valentine's Day. Well, actually, I wrote it for Antonio, but he doesn't know anything about it. I'm sort of playing Cupid. Oh, there you are, Casey. This arrived for you.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it looks like a note for Valentine's Day.
How intriguing. Meet me here tonight at 6:30. I hope you won't think it's too flirty. We'll have dinner, drinks, and desserty.
I think it's kind of pretty.
Sandpiper.
Yes, is Mr. Hackett?
Blood test? What blood test? You must be talking about Joe Hackett. I'm his brother. But what's the matter? Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll have him call you. Joe, someone just called about you having had a blood test.
Oh, my God. What were the results?
I just
Wanted to know if you had your insurance card. What's up, man?
No.
Hey, Joey. Joey, if it's something, I mean, let's go through this together, okay? What is it? Is it your kidney?
No, Brian.
Hey. Me kidney? Es su kidney. Huh?
It's not my kidney.
Oh, my God, it's the ticker, then, is it? Look, it's...
Hey!
Me heart is... Well, it's me heart, but, you know, we're gonna find you a new one. We're gonna find you a new one, yeah. We got the plane, we're gonna get Lowell's beer cooler, we're gonna get some dry ice, and we're not gonna stop looking until we find
Brian, you. Brian, be quiet. Shut up. Sit down.
God. Listen to me. Look, this is not easy for me to say. A few months after you and Sarah broke up, we bumped into each other and, well, a funny thing kind of happened.
How funny?
Well, not funny like laugh out loud funny, more kind of whimsical.
How whimsical?
Sarah and I slept together one time. There's a good chance Jason is my son.
You slept with Sarah? How could you do this to me, man? I never would have done this to you in a million years.
Point of order. You ran off with my fiancée.
Oh, come on. You can't compare that. You can't compare the two, man. It's like apples and oranges.
Oh, no, it's not apples and oranges. That is apples and apples.
Oh, okay, so I take your apple, right? You take my apple.
No, it's an apple thing now.
Cut the fruit.
Sorry, are you good to go, honey?
Which honey are you referring to, huh?
I told him.
Oh. Look, Brian, I should have told you right away, but, I just didn't know what your reaction would be.
Okay, well, look closely, okay? See this? This is my reaction.
Can you just calm down a second? Let me explain the situation.
Fine. No. Let us talk about the situation, okay? I thought that we were going to have an honest, meaningful relationship, and then I find out that you slept with my brother, that suddenly I'm the only guy who doesn't know that he's playing daddy to his own nephew here?
What I did after we broke up is none of your concern. Besides, you're the one that walked out, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. So you took it upon yourself to go sleep with my brother?
Hey, I am not about to apologize for something that led to the birth of the best person who has ever come into my life. And one more thing, nobody plays daddy to my son, especially you.
Thanks, Joe.
You just wouldn't listen, would you?
Ellen?
Coming!
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe.
Helen, you're not ready to go.
Wrong. I haven't been this ready since I saw Mel Gibson's butt in Lethal Weapon.
Honey, baby, could we just talk for a second?
Oh, sweetheart, really, I don't need that this time.
Look, do you mind if I turn on the light?
Hey, lights are on. We're doing some new stuff now. Joe?
Yeah?
Move something, kiss something, or get the hell out.
There's something really important I have to tell you.
Hello? Wait a second. It's Roy.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Do not tell her.
No, Roy, I am going to tell her. I cannot keep a secret like this from Helen. She has to know.
Joe.
Honey, what I'm going to tell you is pretty bad. It's going to affect our whole relationship. It's about me and...
Oh, my God, you and Roy?
No. Me and Sarah.
Brian, Sarah?
About 7 years ago, we spent one night together. It meant nothing.
What? You spent the night with Sarah? She's been here all this weekend and you didn't tell me?
Honey...
Just give me a second. Okay. All right, that was a long time ago, and we weren't seeing each other then. You know, if this is the worst news we have to deal with, we'll be all right. Just remember, you can always tell me anything.
In that spirit, there's one more little thing. Seems there's a good possibility that Jason is my... How do I put this? Son.
Just remember, you can always tell me anything.
Helen, Helen.
You have a son?
Well, it's not absolutely sure. I took a blood test, and we should know tomorrow.
Is that it? Any more bombshells?
Come on, what do you take me for? Sarah and I slept together one time. We only have one illegitimate child.
She's not supposed to have your baby. I am.
It doesn't matter. Our children will be our children. Are we going to be okay?
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
What are you doing?
I was, you know, just drawing Wally the Walrus to see if I have what it takes to be a famous artist.
Don't you like being a mechanic?
Like it? Ah, it's the reason I live and breathe.
Then what's the matter?
Ah, oh, Jason. if life were only as simple as your childlike, innocent... Of course! It's been staring me in the face the entire time. You're right. If being a mechanic is what I was meant to be, then by jukey, I'll be happy doing it.
Okie dokie, see ya.
Wait a second. Wait, what other knowledge do you possess, my wise little master?
Come on, ring. Lab was supposed to call 20 minutes ago.
Any word yet?
No.
Well, if you have any room for a pig-headed jerk who said a lot of stupid things and lashed out at people without thinking, I'd like to stay. Sit down. Sarah, do you mind?
Sit down.
Can I have the comfortable
chair? Sit down.
Ridiculous. We gotta do something to get our minds off of this. Hey, oh, okay. How about we play geography, okay? I'll go first. Miami Beach. Miami Beach. Come on, Brian, Miami Beach. Ends with H, so you name a place that starts with H.
Hell.
Sarah, that's an L to you.
Londonderry.
Londonderry. Why do you, Helen?
I'll give you a Y. Why is this happening? Why is there a little Joe Hackett running around? Why couldn't you two keep your hands off each other?
That's an R to you. Sandpiper. Yeah, speaking. Are you sure? Okay, thank you. I'm not the father.
Yes! 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 Not that he's not a cute, nice little boy.
Hey, Helen, do you think you could show a little sensitivity? Come on, I think that you need a moment alone.
Oh, well, at least that's over with. Now, you can get back to us.
Yeah.
What? What's wrong?
Joe's not the father, but Jason does have a father. Now I know who he is.
What difference does that make? I can be Jason's dad, you know. I can. I mean, where's this guy been for 7 years, anyway?
In San Francisco, he doesn't even know he has a son. I think I owe it to him and Jason to call him and tell him.
But what about us?
I would love to stay here with you. But this is something I have to do. Jason has to come first. Now, maybe in a few months.
A few months? Okay. Yeah, a few months, you know.
Hey,
we'll call each other.
If you had a kid like Jason out there, wouldn't you want to know about it?
Oh, of course I would, but...
Brian, wouldn't you want the chance to be a part of his life?
This time, don't even think about it. Just go over and say whatever's in your heart.
Casey, I just want to say that I love you. I adore you. You're beautiful. And not a moment goes by where you're not in my thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry, Antonio. When is it?
Jason, could you give these tickets to that nice man over there?
Yeah, or you can give them to Roy. Ah.
Wish that wasn't a goodbye kiss.
Me too.
I got the tickets. They said we can go right on.
Come here. Come here, you. Come here, you guy. Ah!
Are you gonna come and see us?
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, I'm gonna try. Listen, don't you be too sad.
Gotta go, bye.
Hey, Jason, wait. We never finished our conversation about fate versus free will.
Some advice from Nick at Night. Don't do this. Because if you do this, you'll miss Sam and Rebecca modeling summer wear. But mostly if you do this, you'll break your TV and miss the upcoming episode of Cheers, and Nick at Night will lose a valued and beloved viewer.